This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Crop Report was released yesterday. Dry weather throughout much of the state allowed producers to continue fall tillage, fertilizer application, and corn and soybean harvest. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.45 inches, 0.3 inches below normal. The average temperature was 59.2 degrees, 1.6 degrees below normal. There were 6.4 days suitable for field work for the week ending on October 4th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% very short, 22% short, 66% adequate, and 7% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 21% short, 71% adequate, and 5% surplus. Corn mature reached 95% compared to 89% last year and the five-year average of 91%. Corn harvest was 50% complete, an increase of 20 percentage points over last week. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 10% poor, 29% fair, 43% good, and 13% excellent. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 86%, a jump of 11 percentage points over last week. Soybean harvest was 49% complete compared to 31% for the five-year average. Soybean condition was rated 4% very poor, 10% poor, 26% fair, 48% good, and 12% excellent. Next, we'll hear from a local farmer, Steve Plocker. Steve is from Madison County and lives near Pierron and farms around 750 acres.
We're not a big farmer. We're retired dairy farmers, so that was our big emphasis for many years. So we farm about 750 acres now, and it's still divided between corn, soybeans, wheat, and alfalfa. So we dabble in a little bit of everything.
And as you know, right now we're in the middle of harvest. So what have you been seeing in the fields as far as yields go? And have you had any down corn, or what are things looking like for you?
Well, for us, we've been into corn. We've basically got all of our early corn, or all the corn that we didn't have to replant because of our wonderful spring, and been just totally blown away by the yields, way better than anything I had expected. But visiting with neighbors, it's still like the variable word that everybody keeps coming up with. I mean, you can hear everything all over, but just been a lot of 200 plus bushel an acre corn. And stalk quality, for the most part, in my experience, has been very good, but we do use fungicides and everything. And then visiting with our seed dealer, that they seem to think that in talking with all of their customers that, you know, N-Serve and fungicide were the kind of the two big things in corn yield this year. If you use those, you probably came away okay. If you didn't, then it's anything could happen. So
it sounds like you've been having a pretty good year then so far.
Been very happy, very pleased. We're kind of waiting to get into the beans, which at one point this year I didn't know if we'd get any beans planted, but there were towards the end of June we did have a break and we did get everything planted. They look pretty good, but most of them are still green yet. We do have about 75 acres that hopefully get out this week, maybe the way they look. So been hearing real good bean yields around the area, but I personally can't attest to any of those yet.
So about how far along are you with harvest? Could you give us a percentage about how far you think you've got to go?
We're probably about 40% done altogether. So we've got, this year was kind of, our rotation was kind of had a glitch that we didn't have too many corn acres, so we've got quite a few bean acres to go yet. So as long as the weather holds out, we'll still be in good shape here as we go on.
And you had actually mentioned that today you're starting to sow some wheat.
Yeah, we do, since we still raise dairy heifers, we do corn silage and stuff, so we had acres here at home that was available to sow wheat in. So I actually started yesterday and I'll finish today with the wheat acres that we'll have this year, which will be down considerably from the normal year, because where we would normally follow wheat behind our harvested bean acres, I'm afraid we won't have any of those till here the end of October. So I'll probably go ahead and bypass that wheat this year and try and get back to the rotation next year again.
So about how many acres will you have then with wheat, even though they're down this year?
This year we'll probably only have about 45 acres, which will be about a third of what we would normally have.
Any other thoughts today, Steve, before we wrap this up that you'd like to touch on?
Well, it's just been, for the terrible year that we had to fight every inch of the way, it's just been amazing harvest weather, and Mother Nature has really smiled on us at this point. So hopefully we can take advantage, and everybody can take advantage of that, and we'll end the year on a high note.
Once again, that was Madison County farmer Steve Plocker. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.